I was invited to visit the storerooms that RPMT keep objects and collections. And it was amazing. It was fascinating to see things that I had seen other examples of in context, but to see them in storage and then to realize, having looked at the accession registers and the labeling, that these were collected in the 1870s, 1880s and 1890s. I got excited because it was a chance to look back at a heritage that I think is being erased in Africa and within African connections. And if not erased, it was badly presented to the wider audiences that consumed exhibition spaces and museums. In looking at the objects, I could see some of the labeling was incomplete, or in a sense incoherent, in that it didn't relate to the object from the people who made the objects. It didn't tell the story of that object. It was something that was picked up as interesting or fascinating, beautiful, aesthetic, being over and above the relevance of the particular object. It didn't tell the story of the object. It told the story of the collector, and that story of the collector was complete, wholesome. The person that made the objects or who used the object was not told. It was of no consequence. And for me, that's important. The objects that I saw, like the Mopani rattles, which are significant in Tswana and the Basarwa communities of Southern Africa, they are used in celebrations following a hunt, in medical festivities or ceremonies. The rattles are made from the cocoons of a worm that metamorphoses on the Mopani tree, and it creates the cocoon. And they're collected by hunter-gatherers and dried out and then filled with stones or seeds, and then put together as a rattle, which goes around the legs or the arms. The labeling sort of implied these were spider cocoons or spider eggs. And it just telling the story as is just made it clear that, you know, this process and the narratives and the labeling had to be corrected for this the objects to make sense. The rattles are fascinating in that they look back at cultures in Botswana, especially. They're still widely used right across Southern Africa, and they're used at festivals of with their festivities, and people have gone to the extent of actually making them out of plastic. They cut a bottle up, fold the plastic, and put seeds, stones, and then create the rattles. We managed to collect a few on our travels through Southern Africa on a recent trip with examples of the modern plastic rattle and the old, the Mopani, made recently.